I'm the only one on the stage that said we should not go into Iraq.
Are you for invading Iraq?
Yeah, I guess so. I wish it was. I wish the first time it was done correctly.
I'm very pro-life.
I'm very pro-choice.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? As a principle, there has to be some form of punishment.
I am pro-choice in every respect.
She has no natural talent to be president.
She's very talented, and she has a husband that I also like very much.
Hillary Clinton was the worst Secretary of State in the history of the United States.
Hillary Clinton, how did she do as Secretary of State? Probably above and beyond everybody else.
Let's say Hillary is president.
Hillary Clinton, I think, is a terrific woman. I think she really works hard, and I think she does a good job, and I like her.
I will build the wall, and Mexico is going to pay for it, and they'll be happy to pay for it.
I'm not going to pay for that fucking wall.
This guy used a filthy, disgusting word on television, and he should be ashamed of himself, and he should apologize, okay?
Listen, you motherfuckers.
I'm going to bomb the shit out of them.
We'll beat the shit out of them.
Political bullshit.
You're not going to raise that fucking price, you understand?
Donald, true or false, you've said the government should pay for everyone's health care.
That's false.
You've never said that.
Everybody's got to be covered.
Universal health care.
I am going to take care of everybody.
Who pays for it?
The government's going to pay for it, but we're going to save so much money on the other side.
You said I was in favor of Libya? I never discussed that subject. I was in favor of Libya? We would be so much better off if Gaddafi were in charge right now.
Gaddafi in Libya is killing thousands of people. We should go in. We should stop this guy, which would be very easy and very quick. Stop him from doing it and save these lives.
They're here illegally. You take them, they have to go back.
We have to show some compassion.
Right,
we just can't throw everybody out.
They have
to come. You're going to split up families.
Chuck,
you're going to deport children.
Chuck, no. We're going to keep the families together. We have to keep the families together.
But you're going
to
keep them together out.
But they have to go.
How do you throw somebody out that's lived in this country for 20 years?
North Korea has nukes. Japan has a problem with that. I mean, they have a big problem with it. Maybe they would, in fact, be better off if they defend themselves from North Korea. Maybe
with
we
nukes.
Would be better off, including with nukes. Yes, including with nukes. And
they said, I want Japan to nuke. I want Japan to get nuclear weapons. Give me a break.
But if you say to Japan, yes, it's fine, you get nuclear weapons, South Korea, you as well, and Saudi Arabia says we want them
can
too.
Can I be honest with you? It's going to happen anyway. So it's only a question of time. I'm a conservative person.
The Republicans are just too crazy right. I mean, just what's going on is just nuts.
Bush says, I do not believe he's a true conservative. These people are stupid.
Do you identify more as a Democrat or a Republican?
In many cases, I probably identify more as a Democrat. The economy does better under the Democrats than the Republicans.
I don't know anything about David Duke, okay? I don't know anything about what you're even talking about with white supremacy or white supremacists.
What do you see as the biggest problem with the Reform Party right now?
Well, you've got David Duke just joined, a bigot, a racist, a problem. I mean, this is not exactly the people you want in your party.
Wages too high. We're not going to be able to compete against the world. I hate to say it, but we have to leave it the way it is. I don't know how people make it on $7.25 an hour. I would like to see an increase of some magnitude.
Do you believe voters have a right to see your tax returns before they make a final decision?
I don't think they do.
If I decide to run for office, I'll produce my tax returns, absolutely.
There have been many presidents that have not shown their tax returns.
Actually, every single nominee since 1976 has released
right,
their tax
before
returns.
Before 1976.
Nobody was worse to women or abused women more than Bill Clinton.
Look at the trouble Bill Clinton got into with something that was totally unimportant.
She's married to a man who got impeached.
They tried to impeach him, which was nonsense.
He was impeached for lying.
Honesty, Carter once said, I'll never lie to you. Did you say that?
The American people?
I would never lie.
When I'm president, I'm a different person. I can do anything. I can be the most politically correct person that you've ever seen. I can be the most politically correct person in the world. And I can be the opposite.
The president has to be a great leader, and you have to lead by example.
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay?
Like to punch him in the face.
I'd look her right in that fat, ugly face of hers.
Blood coming out of her, wherever.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay?
I don't know what I said.
This guy will say anything, and giving it back to you, the people.
And we give it back to you, the people.
I'm not going to put my lawyer's hat on because I haven't had a chance to examine them as a lawyer. I'm doing it as a friend of Donald Trump's. I've known him for 28 years. I've been in every circumstance imaginable with him, I think. I've seen him with women all the time. I know men who are inappropriate. I don't like it. I've never seen him one time, act inappropriate. I've never seen him one time act inappropriate.
You know, you're really beautiful.
I'll go backstage before a show, and I'm allowed to go in because I'm the owner of the pageant, and therefore I'm inspecting it.
I've never seen him one time act inappropriate.
I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
I can do anything.
I've never seen him one time act inappropriate.
This may be the best of all.
If Ivanka weren't my daughter, perhaps I'd be dating her.
I've never seen him one time.
Act inappropriate.
Oh, Donald, I thought you were a gentleman.
You can't say I didn't try.
I said it the other night. My second favorite book of all time. What's my first favorite book? The Bible.
The whole Bible is an incredible, I joke. Very much so. They always hold up the Art of the Deal. I say my second favorite book of all time.
And so forgiveness, that notion of forgiveness, that's not a central...
Well, I try not to make mistakes where I have to ask for forgiveness, for one thing. So when I'm asked a question like that, it's like, you know, I don't like to make a lot of mistakes.
So, and I would never ask a detail, but the idea of repentance, is that something that's important to you?
I think repenting is... terrific.
But do you feel a need to?
If I make a mistake, yeah, I think it's great. But I try not to make mistakes. I mean, why do I have to, you know, repent? Why do I have to ask for forgiveness if you're not making mistakes? I work hard. I'm an honorable person. I have thousands of people to work for.
So we've got people lined up for questions. I just got one more because you used the word Christian. Have you ever asked God for forgiveness?
That's a tough question. I don't think in terms of, I'm a religious person. Shockingly, because people... ...or positive thinking, which is a great book.
But have you ever asked God for forgiveness?
I'm not sure I have. I just go and try and do a better job from there. I don't think so.
Okay. You mentioned the Bible. You've been talking about how it's your favorite book. And you said, I think last night in Iowa, some people are surprised that you say that. I'm wondering what one or two of your most favored Bible verses are and why.
I wouldn't want to get into it because...
Trump loves the Bible so much, he doesn't even need to read it, apparently, because he had a little trouble with the name of one of the books of the Bible, 2 Corinthians.
I hear this is a major theme right here, but 2 Corinthians, right? 2 Corinthians 3:17. That's the whole ballgame. Where the Spirit of the Lord, right? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Is that the one? Is that the one you like?
Yeah. That is the one they like. That is the one they like. But here's the deal. John, you read the Bible. You read the Bible, right? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I do.
Oh, you do read the Bible.
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever heard anybody call it 2 Corinthians?
Never in my life.
What is it called?
2 Corinthians.
It's called 2 Corinthians.
Yeah.
Most importantly, I brought my Bible.
Let's get into some things. The Reform Party, by its name, means reform. You will be leaving, if you run this, you're leaving what? The Republican Party?
I'm a registered Republican. I'm a pretty conservative guy. I'm somewhat liberal on social issues, especially health care, etc. But I'd be leaving another party, and I've been close to that party.
We will finally complete
the biometric entry exit visa tracking system, which we need desperately. In my administration, we will ensure that this system is in place. And I will tell you, it will be on land, it will be on sea, it will be in air. We will have a proper tracking system.
Every death tower out there surpasses bioinitiative safety standards. These death towers are not safe, and everybody knows it.
According to a report by Reuters, President Donald Trump's national security team had considered a nationwide initiative to deploy and operate a 5G network in the U.S.
Winning the race to be the world's leading provider of 5G cellular communications networks. It's all about 5G now. We were 4G, and everybody was saying we have to get 4G. And then they said, before that, we have to get 3G. And now we have to get 5G, and 5G is a big deal. And that's going to be there for a while. And I guess at some point we'll be talking to you about number six. What do you think? Do you think that's true, Asia?
The old expression, to the victor belong the spoils. You remember I always used to say, keep the oil. I wasn't a fan of Iraq. I didn't want to go into Iraq. But I will tell you, when we were in, we got out wrong. And I always said, in addition to that, keep the oil. Now, I said it for economic reasons. But if you think about it, Mike, if we kept the oil, you probably wouldn't have ISIS because that's where they made their money in the first place. So we should have kept the oil. But, okay. Maybe you'll have another chance. Take the oil.
And remember for years what I've been saying. If we're going to leave, if we're going to leave, keep the oil, right? Keep the oil.
I always said, take the oil. We should have kept the oil when we got out.
When we went over there, I said, hey, I assume we're taking the oil. Are we taking the oil? And people said, what a horrible thing to do. You know, in the old days, you had a war. You ever hear the expression, to the victor belongs the spoils? Okay? To the victor. And I took such heat. It actually was Al. It was at CPAC. I said, if we leave it, take the oil.
I recommend take the vaccines. I did it. It's good. Take the vaccines. But you got, no, that's okay. That's all right. You got your freedoms. But I happen to take the vaccine.
I'm talking about restaurants. Yeah. What, you guys should support Trump? Why?
I support Trump. I voted for him. And I assume he's going to do the right thing.
Well, we did. Discrimination. But that's why we came here. Because we thought we'd
He says he's against the mandate, but in his tower, you need the passport.
Well, let's see.
Well, these are the people who are enforcing it.
No,
Trump
no.
said he's against the mandate, but he's enforcing the mandate.
It doesn't work.
He's not
a
state
of
laws, and you
want
to get
it's
over yourself.
It's not a law.
So he's
not
a law.
No,
I made it on Tuesday.
No, we don't
get
that's my name.
Do we have any tables open?
No.
Yeah. We take the vaccination cards. I have no reservation.
All right. Can I show you the vaccination cards?
Is it a law?
You guys can video tape all you want. It doesn't matter.
Is it a law that I have to show it to you?
It's
or is
a New
it
York
a policy?
State. It's a New York state law. It's not
a law.
It is a law.
No, it's not. It's a mandate.
It's a mandate.
Trump is a billionaire. He can't afford $1,000
fine. We're done with the booster.
It's $1,000 fine. The man's a billionaire. He can't pay $1,000 to stand up for what's right.
He's
controlled opposition.
If you're the gatekeeper, then you can say yes.
I'm not trespassing.
Trump is a fraud if he enforces it.
Donald, you know, it's Autism Awareness Day, and the facts came out last week that so many more people are being diagnosed with autism than before. Have you been thinking about that?
Well, I've been very much involved with it over the years. I have some great friends, Bob and Suzanne Wright, who used to head up NBC, as you remember.
Sure.
They've really devoted their life to autism, and they've had a serious event take place in their family, and they're fantastic people. And I've helped them over the years, and we've had fundraisers at Mar-a-Lago and other places. And I've gotten to be pretty familiar with the subject. And, you know, I have a theory, and it's a theory that some people believe in, and that's the vaccinations. I mean, we never had anything like this. This is now an epidemic. It's way, way up over the last 10 years. It's way up over the last 2 years. And, you know, when you take a little baby that weighs like 12 pounds into a doctor's office and they pump them with many, many simultaneous vaccinations, I'm all for vaccinations. But I think that when you add all of these vaccinations together, and then 2 months later, the baby is so different and lots of different things have happened, I've known cases. Mm-hmm. I knew a case, a two-year-old child went for the vaccination, the child was fine. A month later, the parent was up in arms, didn't know what was going on because the baby had just lost it.
Right. And you know that most physicians disagree with that in the studies.
I know they do.
And the studies have said that there is no link. It used to be thought that it was the mercury in those vaccinations,
right,
which they have not had for years, and yet we're at the highest number in recent time of autism. So maybe it's environmental.
Well, it's also very controversial to even say, but I couldn't care less. I mean, I've seen people where they have a perfectly healthy child,
right,
and they go for the vaccinations, and a month later, the child is no longer healthy.
It sounds like something Doug Flutie, your former quarterback, said happened to his son. At about 2.5, he stopped talking, and I don't know if that's related at all to the vaccine.
Well, it happened to somebody that worked for me recently. I mean, they had this beautiful child, not a problem in the world, and all of a sudden, they go in, they get this monster shot. Mm. You ever see the size of it? It's like they're pumping in, it's terrible, the amount. And they pump this into this little body, and then all of a sudden the child is right, different a month later, and I strongly believe that's it.
And we've had so many instances, people that worked for me just the other day, 2 years old, 2.5 years old, the child, a beautiful child, went to have the vaccine and came back, and a week later got a tremendous fever, got very, very sick, now is autistic.
Both the president and I are vaxxed, and did you get the booster?
Yes.
I got it too. Okay, so
Well, I feel about vaccines like I feel about tests. This is going to go away without a vaccine. The vaccine is one of the greatest achievements of mankind. I came up with a vaccine, with three vaccines. Mm. All are very, very good.
And yet more people have died under COVID this year, by the way, under Joe Biden. Than under you, and more people took the vaccine this year, so people are questioning how.
Well, no, the vaccine worked, but some people aren't taking it. The ones that get very sick and go to the hospital are the ones that don't take the vaccine. But it's still their choice, and if you take the vaccine, you're protected. Look, the results of the vaccine are very good, and if you do get it, it's a very minor form. People aren't dying when they take the vaccine.
In my administration and through what I did, frankly, and others, but what I did with the FDA is I forced them to move quickly, and we got the vaccine done in 9 months instead of 5 years. I don't think it would have ever been done, frankly, because according to their rules and regulations, they would have never had it.
People aren't dying when they take the vaccine. 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 People aren't dying. People aren't dying when they take the vaccine. 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 People aren't dying when they take the vaccine.
Come on in, show us that.
An invitation into Donald Trump's world. Footage from 1992, found in the NBC archives, shows the future president welcoming Jeffrey Epstein to his Mar-a-Lago estate. The get-together more than a decade before Epstein pleaded guilty to prostitution charges in Florida. Both men are seen enjoying themselves, Trump pointing out women dancing in front of them. An apparently friendly encounter with a man the president is now looking to distance himself from.
My first foreign trip as President of the United States will be to Saudi Arabia.
We went after Iraq. They did not knock down the World Trade Center, okay? It wasn't the Iraqis that knocked down the World Trade Center. We went after Iraq. We decimated the country. Iran's taken over, okay. But it wasn't the Iraqis. You will find out who really knocked down the World Trade Center, because they have papers in there that are very secret. You may find it's the Saudis. Find out who really knocked down the World Trade Center, because they have papers in there that are very secret. You may find it's the Saudis.
We've become very good friends over a fairly short period of time. I was in Saudi Arabia in May, and we are bringing back hundreds of billions of dollars into the United States, and we understand that.
You will find out who really knocked down the World Trade Center, because they have papers in there that are very secret. You may find it's the Saudis.
Some of the things that have been approved and are currently under construction and will be delivered to Saudi Arabia very soon, and that's for their protection. But if you look in terms of dollars, $3 billion, $533 million, $525 million, that's peanuts for you. Should have increased it.
You will find out who really knocked down the World Trade Center, because they have papers in there that are very secret. You may find it's the Saudis.